why we seem to be successful and donors seem to appreciate what we do is that we provide a really personalized, customized package for families. So a donor knows that when they donate to Holiday Helpers, they're purchasing presents for a specific family. And so they can sort of customize their package, and it really does go to that one person. Another reason why it's successful is that we're all volunteers. We don't take a salary, so all the money raised goes directly to the families, and I think that's something in this day and time that really seems to resonate with people. So I won't read this off, but this is our vision and our mission, and basically what we want to do is we're not-for-profit, we're completely volunteer-run, and our goal is to provide one-time packages to low-income families. A lot of them are moms, they're single moms, and they have it's all, you know, different stories of why these moms are applying to the program. A lot of them are single moms on social assistance. A lot of them have fled abusive relationships and they're just trying to get settled and get back up on their feet, but just don't have the means to provide that little bit extra. We do have some double parent families, but they are mostly single moms. Some of them are, you know, that they're an older sister, their parents have passed away or something has happened in their family, and it's an older sister taking care of three other brothers and sisters. So there's lots of different reasons why people apply to the program. And there's such a need at this time. People really come forward and are asking for help at this time of year. I think one, because it's a really stressful time of year for families. And when you've got little kids in school and they're all talking about what they want for Christmas, and you know they go back to school in the new year and they're talking, you know, they have their fresh clothes on. And parents feel a lot of stress when they can't provide those things for their children. And there's so much around us, and kids, you know, kids don't know how much things cost, and they don't know, they don't understand sometimes the hardships that the parents face. So parents usually have a stress, and they want to provide a good thing for their family. And when April and I started the charity, our goal was just to provide that Christmas spirit for people. And we, our family, Christmas has always been really big in our household. We always have really big family dinners. My mom is one of those kind of ladies that goes all out with a big gigantic tree. She bakes for a month, she cooks for a month, and so it was always such a special time for us. We wanted to make sure that other people had that, because the thought of waking up on Christmas morning and not having presents or not having your family around you or not having a really warm meal was kind of heartbreaking to us, and that's what motivated us every year to help a little bit more.